I think that is the absolute truth. Anybody monitoring the Kenyan situation, we see that our leaders, both President Mwai Kibaki and Raila Odinga, will not move because they're captives of their allies, some of whom have been implicated in post-election violence, as well as the lack of movement in the political and judicial reform. So it's true. It's international pressure that keeps Kenya to move all the time. And Aman, I think, is right in that regard.
Some of the supporters of the government seem not to see that local or international pressure is the cause. They say that, well, every reform takes time. But do you think that Kenyans put some pressure on the government, in the coalition government, for them to implement some of the reforms? And do you think it was enough pressure?
I mean, there is no doubt that the Kenyan population want reform, and political reform to be precise. But local pressure alone has never delivered a change in Kenya. It's always that push that comes from the foreign or international community that makes things happen. And it's no different this time around. Definitely, Kenya right now is a very fractured, divided society. Political parties and politicians have their own faction, and all of them are trying to protect their stakes, eye in 2012 elections and so forth. So there is definitely pressure coming locally to have these constitutional and judicial reforms, what are called Agenda 4 reforms, as well as land, that includes land reform. But these things will not happen at the pace we all expect them to happen without the push from the international community. And so it's playing a fundamental role in that regard.
Do you think that there is enough momentum, looking at both international and local pressure, and particularly because of the involvement of Luis Moreno Ocampo about the perpetrators of the post-election violence being prosecuted for the alleged crimes?
It is a really dicey situation here, because whereas there is local, there is sort of a 50-50 division within the country as to whether the post-election violence perpetrators, rather, should be prosecuted at The Hague or locally. Some see The Hague as an option taken by the government because it will save or let the majority of those who were suspected or participated to escape. Whereas those who think that only the international community acting through the ICC will be able to teach Kenyans a lesson in terms of impunity, which has been perpetrated over the years. So there is pressure, and the international community is putting enough pressure using, you know, Moreno Ocampo has become a scarecrow on a political establishment. And to that extent, yes, the Moreno Ocampo and the international community are actually driving reform in Kenya. And once that eases, you're likely to see a stalling of the reform process because of political stakes.